After scrambling out of the tree, Tag and Tillet were unsure of what to do next. Should they part ways or stick together? Tag shrugged, palms up, hoping she would pick up on his signal. What did she want to do? Turned out, Tillet was quick on the uptake. She responded by raising her index finger to her lips, foot lightly tapping the ground. So, he thought, she's not all that different from the girls I know in my world. I've seen that expression before. After a few seconds, she looked shyly at him and tentatively placed her hand in his, leading him to walk with her. I guess we're heading south, Tag commented. Or north. There was no way to tell. He wasn't sure where in the universe he was, and it was impossible to determine in which direction they were walking. He found their situation slightly disconcerting, for he could always orient himself by looking at the evening sky. Nonetheless, it felt good to have a companion along the way. Eventually, Tillet let go of his hand, but a quick glance and a brush of her fingers against his every so often told him she was content to have things as they were. As they walked, Tag considered the events of their day. Surviving the bear attack, portal travel, walking in God knows what direction with an alien. By all rights, he should have been a little frazzled, but for whatever reason, he felt oddly at peace. He was glad to be there, walking with her, and he chuckled inwardly at the thought of his friends seeing him right then. It would blow their minds. He was in a tricky position. How would they share ideas? What may be acceptable in his world may not be acceptable in hers. What if he unknowingly did something stupid? As much as he hated to admit it, he was capable of doing exactly that. Within 15 minutes, they reached a small stream winding through the trees. Tag knelt to examine it, then took a sip. It looked and tasted fine. He wondered if she drinks water as he wiped his mouth with his sleeve. But he put that idea to bed as she kneeled beside him, cupped her hands, and began lapping. They slurped as they quenched their thirst, and it seemed the perfect time for a bit of comedy. He exaggerated his slurping, which made her laugh. Good, he thought. She has a sense of humor. Oh, what the hell. He pointed to the stream. Water. She looked at him, a curious expression on her face. He tried again. Water. After a few more attempts, she caught on, eventually perfecting a reasonable version of the word. Excellent. That's progress. They continued moving south, Tag occasionally pointing to and naming certain items. Tillet appeared eager to learn, for both of them weren't enjoying pantomiming. It turned out again she was a quick study, but they had to contend with something else as they edged into the next hour of their trek. Hunger. Tillet grinned as she heard Tag's stomach rumble loudly. She motioned she was hungry, too. Now what, he wondered. We don't have any supplies, and I have no idea if I can snag anything to eat in this environment. He glanced at their surroundings, guessing they were alone. Or were they? Tag caught a whiff of what he thought might be a campfire, and he invited Tillet to test the air by sniffing, unsure of her olfactory sensitivity. She stood still, sniffed several times, then nodded her agreement. Something was definitely there. Better yet, she pointed to its location, and they headed in that direction. The acrid scent wafted into the treetops, and, using trees for cover, they inched closer. It seemed prudent not to rush into things. "What are you doing creeping up on us? Get out of here!" A deep male voice bellowed from behind, causing Tag and Tillet to freeze. Of course, Tillet didn't understand the question, but she knew from the tone of voice it wasn't good. Moments later, both clearly heard the sound of a round being chambered in a weapon. The stakes just got a whole lot higher. "I'm not going to ask again. Move! Now!" Slowly, Tag turned to face the voice, Tillet following suit. He stepped forward cautiously, hoping they would think he was complying with the man's directions. He immediately noticed there was another guy standing in the shadows with the talker, his face obscured. But Tag knew the moment he and Tillet stepped into the light, they were in big trouble. The talker carried a shotgun, his partner a hunting bow, and they approached Tag and Tillet with the swagger of two old country boys coming up on a catch. And that's what Tag banked on when he decided on a cautious approach. The two men were a little too impatient to see what they captured. "Come on," he egged them, "just a little bit closer." He timed it so their opponents were within range, just as he and Tillett stepped into the bright sunlight. As he expected, both sets of eyes riveted onto the sight of the small alien woman, the shotgun barrel lowering as the talker gawked at what stood before him. Instantly, Tag lunged forward with an exaggerated step to make up the distance between them, planted his left foot, and whirled in a spinning roundhouse that landed squarely on the jaw of the talker. Faceplant. The second man notched an arrow to his bow, but Tag deflected it with a mid-arm block, then launched a right-hand strike that connected with the would-be archer's temple. However, the archer was a rather lumbering oaf, and Tag's first strike didn't put him down. A few more were in order. Then he bought it, just like his buddy. Tag checked to make certain neither would be up soon, then turned to Tillett. "Let's find their camp. It's the least they can do for all the trouble they caused."